Dark tonight. Heavy dark. The orchestra is the hum of the dishwasher. An industrial vacuum cleaner in the hall. Rain beating down on the roof so high overhead, you feel nothing. Absolutely nothing. It might not be real. Maybe you are not real. If you were to panic, push your forefinger and thumb right up under your ribs, I wonder if you could feel your heartbeat. Is that enough? Is flesh enough? Can we really be called alive?
Would monsieur like to see the wine list?
No, but if you could bring up some champagne on ice...
I will kill a man in Morocco.
Okay.
Never! Morocco?
Indiana.
Just the bucket and some ice.
I see a man.
For honor.
And the bottle?
He was my sister's lover. Her tormentor.
Vachement.
Or I could get it.
I mean, she liked him a whole lot. I didn't know if he knew her or he was her driving instructor or something.
Can you hear me? You're looking right at
Still, to exercise such shameful neglect, to deny a pining beauty.
Beauty is a strong word.
To crush a youthful hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She is 45.
To refuse an innocent yearning any hint of acknowledgement.
Yep.
He is married and she stole his dog.
There it is.
But still.
Still.
Bah!
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 Bah! Bah!
Are you still driving the Camry?
Oh, the Hyundai. Tires are better for the rain.
Wine list!
At once, monsieur.
Thank you. The cava on ice.
Rude. Very rude.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get away. I'm here. Is it too late to go out?
Unless you want to go to the Waffle House.
Oh.
No.
Well, maybe.
No,
well,
not really.
Now you've got me thinking about hash browns.
Well, I mean, if you want to...
No. You're right.
Hotel proposal is fine.
We don't have to stay in my office.
No, this is perfect. Candles, tablecloth, soft music, spinny chairs.
Did you bring the ring?
Oh, yes. Here.
Did you look?
No. I had it sized.
Good.
It was too big.
Good. Okay, should we start?
Sure, whenever.
I sent down to the kitchen for some champagne, or, brut. it should be here any minute.
Great. How's
Can
your
I ask
dad?
You...
Oh,
sorry.
What?
No, you first.
How's your dad?
I don't know. The nurse gave him a bell.
Ooh.
Yeah. Better? The nurse only works in the days now.
Talk to him?
No.
Is he sleeping most of the time?
Awake enough to run a fax machine. He put an order in for 5 gross of those gold cane banquet chairs and like 5 billion champagne glasses.
Good day at work.
Not for me. You?
No.
Right.
Most of our December weddings, well, the first 2 weeks anyway, they all canceled. Rebooked through the hotel.
I know.
Right.
Schmidt, Montgomery Allen, Lancaster.
And Everett.
We didn't get Everett.
Yes, you did. Middle school teacher, Gatsby themed?
They're all Gatsby themed.
No.
Yes.
Everett is Gatsby. Monty Allen is Depression Era Carnival. Schmidt is Suffragettes Do Fashion Week.
And Lancaster?
Game of Thrones, keep up.
Maybe we did get Everett.
Probably did.
I could check.
I don't want to talk about it.
If it will make you feel better.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, they're on the 9th. Make sure the lady stalls have purse hooks and extra paper towels. The bridesmaids are wearing rompers that tie in the back. At least one is gonna fall in the toilet. Oh, and look out for Chelsea.
Which one?
Chelsea S., substitute bridesmaid. She wore white to the shower. Trouble.
A usurper.
After the shower, she asked us to move a table for her.
Like, push it across a room?
No, move it to her house. The table wasn't even there at the party. There was a third and fourth location involved.
You said no.
Jackie said no. Jackie is always my no.
Can I ask you something?
Monsieur, Mazelle, menus.
No, thank you.
No, take one.
We have some lovely specials.
I already ate.
Almond jam and croûte. Clams in a bath of licorice aspic.
Thank you. I already ate.
A pesky breast of duck with a clementine glaze, some mustard and olives.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Chicken a la king, tuna a la king.
If we don't order, they're never going to leave.
What is that?
A ring box.
An engagement.
Monsieur, to take a wife.
I had a wife once.
What would you like? We could put it in a cake or some kind of a chocolate box.
Chocolate box?
No. It's right here. She's seen
it. Well, I hear him out, Trish.
I was her champion.
I saved her from drowning. She was half a mile out to sea, churning in the current.
You were on a jet ski. She was swimming to get away from you.
She looked at me like Neptune. But the years curdled her. She became sour.
She became sour?
Don't encourage it.
Well, I'm curious now.
Some nice strawberries, I think.
Yes, I think that'll be great.
Was a tempestuous love. We made love in anger. We tore up the floorboards with our passions.
Passions? Trip?
Duvets torn to shreds. Our sweat and perfume ground into the wallpaper. Tiny shampoos lost forever in the intense dark caverns of our flesh.
Was this here?
With who?
It is a metaphor.
Oh, God. Please tell me you didn't put those tiny shampoos back into circulation.
Metaphor.
Come on. What did you do with the shampoos?
Fidelity?
She knew nothing of the kind. Years wasted. Filthy words etched into the side of the vending machine.
Your heart.
My heart. Broasted like an oily chicken. Eaten with her fingers. Spitting cartilage into paper napkins.
The licorice clams? I would like the licorice clams.
Very good.
Right away, Miss Ale.
Licorice clams?
It's the only one I could remember.
Is that the same as the pesky duck?
Do you think they'll bring the clams in the chocolate box?
God, who's going to be our no when we get married?
Oh.
What?
No, I haven't said that out loud yet. Do it again.
When we get married.
Ooh.
You do one.
When we get married.
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 Ready?
Ready.
Hang on, let me get down here.
You want to kneel on my jacket?
Nope, nope. I got it. Wow.
I'm sorry. No. No, go for it. Go. Oh, that's it. Wait. Wine first. Ooh, that's good.
Very dry.
Italian?
Yep.
Stalling?
We can do this. Emma Marie Bishop.
Lauren.
Crap. Emma Lauren Bishop.
Oh,
I got it. Flawless.
A perfect dismount.
I'm so sorry.
Night's not over.
Yeah?
Go.
Put down my jacket first. Padding.
Good. Oh, how's my hair?
Good.
Great. Go.
Give me the hand. Okay.
Okay.
What's that sound?
Oh, just a cat.
Let's go inside.
No. It's more romantic out here. Moonlight, frosty air, pretty tree. Focus.
Sweet. Okay. Hand.
Hand.
I love you.
Diving right in.
I do. I love you. You make me so nervous because every step forward with you is a first. You make me feel like I'm wearing my skin inside out. If you were different, it wouldn't be... it would be kind of... It would be horrific or painful. But it's like a big gauze bandage over my... How did I get stuck on this metaphor?
You're doing fine.
Should we call a vet?
No.
That thing sounds like it's in a lot of pain.
Probably mating.
Come on, let's go see if we can just find
hey!
It.
Number three!
Good evening, Queen Emma.
What are you doing here?
Movie night. Have you heard of Ken Burns?
Have you?
He made a documentary about baseball. Katie's got the box set.
Katie's still here?
Hey. Oh, Trip!
Katie! Hi!
Hi!
She kind of moved in.
What's kind of?
Come on! I brought popcorn and Mike and Ike's. We can mix them together.
I didn't know you were staying over.
For a bit.
Are you going to watch with us? 18 hours nonstop baseball and history, right?
Right.
I've got Gatorade and an extra pair of socks and my pillow.
I don't know. I'm not sure I'm as big a fan of baseball as Katie is.
It really is an excellent documentary.
Got an air mattress, I see.
Brand new.
Temporary.
She also had a voter registration card and a dental reminder forwarded here.
And a dump truck full of flowers.
They're from your father. I just needed a day, a few days, to think.
For my swan, for my golden goose, for my heart song. Heart song?
It's from Dr. Quinn.
Deep cut.
I used to think the cards were charming. Patrick is a big letter writer. Perfect stationery. excellent penmanship. Knows everything about correspondence etiquette. But it's just another trick, isn't it? Like the jewelry, it seems permanent and meaningful, but it's just something else that allows him to multitask. Just as cheap as his stupid giant earrings. I won't be bought. Hey, don't smash the glass vases. Ceramics only. Better.
Where's the broom?
Is one bag of popcorn enough?
How's your father?
He's home.
Walking? Talking? Eating?
A little of each. You haven't seen him.
Couldn't.
Are you gonna call him?
Should I?
I don't know.
Does he ask about me? Don't tell him anything. If you saw me, you saw me in a restaurant, wearing a Dior suit and laughing.
On a Vespa.
On the back of a Vespa, leaving an Italian bistro with a gorgeous man. I should find a man. A big, strong, intellectual man.
An Adonis. An Augustus Aurelius.
How much PBS have you two been watching this week?
That reminds me, what's Branzino?
Oh, the steakhouse downtown?
It's a kind of sea bass. Watch your feet.
Why did I think it was some kind of pork?
Good Lord!
Don't take off your shoes.
Katie, staying another night?
If that's all right. Give me another jar. I hate to waste these flowers.
There'll be another shipment tomorrow. Tulips. Begonias.
Looks like a funeral home in here.
Jackie, what's Branzino?
The fish or the restaurant?
Why does everyone know that word?
How is the old man?
Stuck in bed with his Visa card. Does he pick up the phone? Oh, no. Only to call Harry and David.
He's still pretty sick.
Thank you, Trip. Good night.
Jackie?
No, I'm full up on Winthrop's for tonight. Good night, Trip. Have a lovely evening. Take some flowers with you on your way out.
Take the chocolates. They're gross.
Pastel coconut cream.
Sick. Pass them along with our kind regards.
I'm going. Dinner again tomorrow?
Can't. You have a wedding, remember?
Make sure he's eating. High fiber and grain alcohol is a good way to rip his colon to shreds.
Saturday.
Two weddings.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Monday.
Done. Katie?
Remember, you saw me on a Vespa. Italian man, long hair, huge shoulders.
How'd you both fit on the Vespa?
I straddled him.
Noted. But, really, are you okay?
No. Obviously.
Good night, everyone.
I am crying. You do see me crying? You're not blind.
See you Monday.
Wait, here. You can take my RSVP card with you.
What now?
What?
I marked the Branzino, but I thought it was pork. Can you remember to change it to the beef rolls?
You might actually like Branzino.
Yeah, but I never get full on fish.
An RSVP to what?
Your wedding. Hey!
Together with their families, Emma Lauren Bishop and Patrick Alistair Huntington Winthrop III request the honor of your presence on Monday, the 25th of December, 2017 at 6:30 in the evening. Dinner to follow, black tie optional. That son of a bitch!
Where are you?
Ollie, oxen free.
Again.
Kitchen!
What is this?
A snack. Are you hungry? I got crackers and jelly here.
The invitation!
Found the jelly on the door of the fridge. Can't quite figure out the flavor.
It's bad.
Jelly didn't go bad.
It's got Yogi Bear on it.
Jellystone Park. Now that's a good joke.
Great. Put the spoon down. The invitation, the wedding invitation. Why are you sending out wedding invitations?
Ceremony's only 3 weeks away. If I waited for you to send them out, we'd be scraping up strangers at the bus station to fill out the pews.
How many did you send?
400.
To who?
Everybody who owes us money or a phone call.
When did you have time?
Relax, they won't all come. Short notice, we'll probably see about 300.
When did you have time? What, did you send them from the ICU?
No. I ordered them from the ambulance.
I'm not even finished proposing.
Really? Put that on the list.
This is not how it works. You can't plan my wedding for me.
I'm paying for
it. I'll pay for
it. Your money comes from me.
Publicly traded company.
Our money comes from my hotels. This wedding could be the difference between securing your income for the next 10 years and looking for a summer job in that hideous new Trump hotel.
It's not that serious.
It is.
It's not. I've been in the books all month. We'll take a bath on the demolition.
A $15 million bath?
We can spread the loss. We'll sell the property, take the loss, roll back on the New Mexico development.
Mm-hmm. Lay off staff. It'll take years to recover the ground we've lost.
The market's contracting.
I never took you out on the water, did I?
It's not worth ruining my fiancé's livelihood.
Out on the open ocean, deep sea, where the big fish are?
No.
Of course not. If a wave slapped the boat wrong, you'd throw yourself into the open water and drown.
I'm going to bed.
I am your life vest.
This is a terrible metaphor.
As long as you think it's my ass, you get to stomp around and play the bleeding saint. But soon, these are going to be your choices. You will have employees who depend on you. And you're going to find out mighty quick what it means to compromise.
My choices! Are you thinking of retiring?
I may not have a choice. I'm 60, son. I'm not going to bounce back. I can keep working until I'm dead, maybe another 4 years. Or I can retire and start doing some yoga or Pilates.
Pilates.
Oh, right. Like I said, either I make the decision or it'll be made for me. Come have a drink. You look terrible.
You're not supposed to be drinking.
It's only tea in line.
I'm going to bed. Gotta rest up. We're starting weddings tomorrow.
Do those chairs I order come in?
Pour your tea out. These should already be out. Go, go, go! No, you can't cut the cake yet. The bride and groom have to start it. Can we put the pieces back in?
The dishwashers are about to go into overtime.
The band went on break.
Quick, go start tapping
Did
on glasses.
Did somebody already eat a part of the cake?
Just an icing aberration. I'll have a word with the baker. Would you like another glass of champagne? Marcel!
Regal Bride, please hold. Regal Bride, please hold. Leanne, I'm back. I've got a butterfly farm in Chester County on hold.
Regal Bride, calling for Evelyn about her appointment this morning. At 10?
It's only 40 minutes without traffic. We'll make it a fun road trip theme. Mixtapes. Wait, Clarissa.
A bit urgent. We need her last check. If you could... Hello?
Hello?
I just wanted to use my cake knife. I bought it from Ed.
The dog's not into the salmon pot. Chelsea S. was supposed to wear the romper, and she didn't wear the romper, and she's wearing a dress, and it's my dress. I wore it to the rehearsal dinner, and it's the same one.
Health inspector is here.
Are you listening?
What?
How many trays did the dogs eat?
Six. $260 worth of salmon puffs. Poor dogs wrote a brown note symphony all over the dance floor. Bread clucked your boy right in the mouth.
No.
Never tell a bride with dog crap on her dress to chew wax.
Hey, Jackie. What does stop payment mean?
Why?
Where's the catering van? The bar's been open for an hour. We have to get some food in these people.
Oh, they called. They hear the ambulance coming off the highway.
What?
Shrimp all over the highway. Don't worry, we found another case of Pinot.
Go down the street, find the taco truck, bring them back, and tell them I'll give them an extra $500 if they get here in 5 minutes. Run!
I don't know who you think you're yelling at. I ain't gonna run nowhere. I'll go to the 7-Eleven, get me a soda or something, and then I'll come back. But okay, whatever. Bye.
Regal Bride, please hold. Regal Bride, please hold. Our entire third week is wiped.
Sunday brunch is dodging my calls. Regal Bride, please hold.
The bank called. Two more stop payments in the deposit envelope.
Regal Bride, please hold. Regal Bride, please hold. We're taking on water. We have to rehouse 8 weddings.
6.
5.
Think, where else do people get married?
Skating rink.
50 Steiner.
Boats.
Wildlife museum.
Tiffany's.
A boat.
That's the one you heard? Oh, Regal Bride, please.
Calling to confirm an appointment.
Do what? Meet him where?
Winthrop Suites. Speaking. No, I can't make it there by 8 p.m.
Evening wedding is coming in.
No, they can't. The 2 o'clock wedding's still doing the hora.
Speed it up. Bridal limo's pulling in now.
I have to call you back. Lock the doors. Pretend like you have to call maintenance.
That's a fire hazard.
Yes, fire. How much is it for a false alarm?
I don't know, like $200?
Worth it.
May I help, madam? We have a special this month on ring sizing, 2 for the price of 1. Our metallurgist is very good. He can whip a thumb ring into a pinky ring, toe ring into a wedding band with almost no banding.
Thanks, no.
Do you keep a charm bracelet? We've got all the new Brighton charms. Look at this one. It's a little dachshund, and when you turn him over, his tail wags.
I'm fine. I'm waiting for my boyfriend, or fiancé.
Don't lean on the display case.
Oh, sorry.
We're closing in 5 minutes. Private event.
But I have an appointment.
Thank you.
Hey, you beat me. Am I late?
I just got here. Are you okay?
My socks are wet. And my shoes. And some of my underwear. Have you ever priced out industrial dehumidifiers?
We rent.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Hello, sir. May I help you? We have a special this month on ring sizing, 2 for the price of 1.
No, thank you.
And look, enamel cufflinks just in time for the holidays.
Browsing, thank you.
We'll be closing in 3 minutes.
Wait, don't we have an appointment?
We do. For 8 o'clock, a lady called me to confirm an hour ago.
A lady?
Winthrop. It'll be under the name Bishop and Winthrop.
Oh, closing up.
Ooh.
What's your sign? What are your colors? Sit back. We're going to find the perfect gem for that finger.
Whoa!
Come now, right to the front. There's a frighteningly large ruby over here.
It's like a ring pop.
4-carat diamond? 5? Or just a bunch of 1-carat diamonds and stack them?
I could slap people around all day in these.
No. You must never let your lady put her own rings on. Take her hand, look her deep in the eye, and say, I love you. When you put it on. Here. Estate sapphires, white gold. My favorite.
I love you.
Oh, it's too small.
Try this one. Eco diamond and onyx Chanel setting. Now again.
I love you.
Ew. No, definitely not.
Emerald cut topaz in yellow gold.
Darling, if there's nothing else, take my ring and take my soul. I love you.
Oh, hot hors d'oeuvres. I'm told you like stuffed dates.
With tahini and chocolate?
Of course. Excuse me.
What?
This is the best jewelry store I've ever been to in my entire life.
You didn't have to do all this.
What do you mean?
I kind of got attached to the first ring you gave me. Well, you were going to give me.
I'm still going to give it to you.
Exactly. Look, I know your dad is all hot for us to get married on Christmas, but you can take your time. We don't have to pick out everything on your dad's schedule.
Wait, stop. You don't want another ring?
No.
But you did make the appointment.
No, you made the appointment.
Oh, no.
All my life.
Appetizer samples? Fist-sized jewels?
My dad set this up.
Paid for some fun life.
Birds! Birds in the shop!
All
run!
Leave the ring!
Oh, no.
The door's locked!
Back door! Move!
Slut!
That didn't count.
I know.
I'm taking the ring back tomorrow.
Really? You don't like this one?
It's a Masonic signet ring.
And it's a pill case. See, I could hide secret messages in there, or arsenic.
Seriously.
Okay, geez, here.
Sorry, I just, there can't be any confusion, okay? If my dad's gonna take... My dad is going to take credit for our engagement. And then he's going to do everything. He's going to put his stamp on everything.
He can't.
Yeah, he will. He will write our vows.
I mean, we're already engaged. This didn't count. Fine. But the first one counted.
I didn't want it to go like that.
Who cares? Nobody. When our grandchildren ask to hear the story, I'll lie.
That's the point. You shouldn't have to lie.
He came on horseback with flowers. There was champagne and chocolate cake and poetry. Then we made tender, slow love on the grass under the stars. Yes, Patrick V. Your grandfather learned a valuable lesson that night about anthills and spandex jockey shorts.
Tell me how the real story would go.
I accidentally poisoned their great-grandfather on Thanksgiving.
And then?
Well, we had to escape across state lines until the heat cooled off. Got married in a casino on the way to Montana.
Do you see how the real story is untellable?
Then you tell it.
Can I ask you something?
Okay.
Is there a reason that you said yes to me? Like if I was somebody else, without the hotels and the weird bird-obsessed father, or the haircuts. If I was just a night manager at H&R Block, would you have said yes?
What?
Is this just fate, or is it good timing?
Luck.
Luck?
Fate mixed with good timing and a little bit of preparation. Our meeting was probably inevitable. But the fact that I was ready to love you when you arrived, and vice versa... We could have missed each other, and we didn't. I mean, that's luck.
That's what we'll tell the grandkids. I'm sorry.
In 1923, Louisville was selling more bats than any other outfit in the nation. But as the threat of war became imminent...
Here's a one-bedroom on Elm. $950 plus 1 month deposit.
I never knew that World War II had so much baseball in it.
Can't whip the Kaiser without your authentic Louisville slugger.
Kaiser's World War I, $875, covered parking, on-site laundry.
I was being facetious.
Fascist. Shus.
Then make a joke about Nazis.
I could do you a nice limerick about Archduke Ferdinand. How about condos?
Shh, I can't hear.
Finally, what happened?
Tippy Hedren and his ales.
What? Like birds?
Capital B birds. Total ambush. Trip thought he was meeting me. I thought I was meeting him. Boom. Doors locked. Doves everywhere.
What doves?
Oh, Katie. Not working tonight?
I switched to day shift.
So they wouldn't fall behind on movie night.
We're up to World War II.
Doves?
Junior.
Junior.
Oh, of course. Of freaking course. Flowers, diamonds, birds. All that man's got are flowers, diamonds, and birds. Wore diapers into the second grade. Now he puts golden feathers on everything. Freud would have a stroke.
Sports writer Frank Graham called it the tall man
against
the fat man.
Hey, we have neighbors.
This is turning into a shotgun wedding.
Are you pregnant?
No.
The old man said he was going to do this, and he did it. Are you that shocked?
Well, yeah.
We plan extravagant shotgun weddings all the time. The Costas parents, the egg tart lady, that marine wedding MOB with those finger sandwiches. We never met the brides once. It was all parents and checkbooks.
The egg tart bride spent the entire reception locked in the bathroom, and the marine finger sandwich couple never even showed up to the ceremony.
They didn't want to get married. You do.
We're only half engaged.
Still?
Tonight makes 0 for 3.
This is just like the first time you tried to get him to sleep over.
Shut up.
What most couples accomplish with a $20 bottle of wine and a basket of Olive Garden breadsticks takes you 6 weeks and an emergency trip to the dentist.
Okay, that wasn't my fault. He snuck up on me. What am I gonna do?
Tell Junior to stuff it up his butt.
Not helping.
Why not? You're a grown woman. He's not your father. Trip hates him.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe check the oil on that one. Nevertheless, it's a perfectly rational plan. Old man Pat is hijacking your rack.
Tell him to stuff it.
Junior butts in, butt him out. If the Smendrick has the chutzpah to fetch on your farbringin', you chuck the putts. Because how do we get down?
Stuffing up butts.
Our cup runneth over with the butts we have stuffed. Seriously, get a pen. We'll plan it right now. Theme?
None.
God bless you. Colors?
Of whatever's cheap.
You sound like you've done this before. Guests?
Stu, I guess.
Aw.
Fine.
And Katie, too.
Pity invite.
Buy a big gift.
Trip, you... End of list.
Really?
I don't really know anyone else.
What about the gals from book club?
I hate them.
Harsh.
Girl on the Train was not a satisfying thriller.
The Ashleys from school?
They hate me.
You never told me that.
How did you miss that? They were so mean.
You were always on student council committees with them. You roomed with Ashley Pendergrass on the DC trip.
Ashley Pendergrass stole my Mariah Carey CDs and told everyone in the 10th grade that I have lice.
I remember that.
How did you get lice? I didn't.
Garbage. I never liked her.
She added me on Facebook last year. She has a baby.
Gross.
Right? Total suburban mom now. And she used to be so mean because my mom bought Nutri-Grain bars instead of Pop-Tarts.
You should invite her. Rub it in her face.
Ugh, no.
Dude, you're marrying a guy with 7 zeros in his name.
Oh, right.
If you're going to rub anything anywhere...
We'll sit him up front in the splash zone.
We'll get you a dress so big it hits people in the face when you walk down the aisle. We'll write personalized vows so long and punishing that every warm body in the church will long for the sweet release of death. To Patrick Alistair Huntington Winthrop III, my sweet darling.
You're like the lighthouse to my shore. Together, we'll navigate the slippery rocks of matrimony.
Oh, Patrick Alistair Huntington Winthrop III, you are the falcon, and I am the falconer.
You are the egret, and I am the nest.
You are the paint, and I am the brush.
As I gouge crude thoughts into canvas, you bleed oil and pigment into every fiber.
Oh, Patrick Alistair Huntington Vicklis Menderson Winklefoot Winthrop III.
I pledge my undying allegiance, my tenderest kisses.
My unfailing, unbending, unswerving devotion.
Oh, Patrick Alistair Huntington Vicklis Sanderson Winklefoot Affogato Efferve Micmac Warrenly Winthrop III.
My heart!
My
heart beats!
The blood in my veins!
The crust of my feet!
And now the groom has elected to express his vows through song.
Whoop, there it is!
Celine Dion's cover of I Drove All Night.
Love will tear us apart.
Oh, dark. Love Shack?
Stupid.
You're stupid.
So, really?
Really, I just want to feel like this on my wedding day.
Like what?
Nothing. Not tense or crazy or thinking of 10 million tiny things.
Fair.
We'll save the skirt smacking for the class reunion.
We can arrive on horseback.
Really?
Oh, turn it back up. We missed Lou Gehrig.
Even more impressive when you consider the rest of the top five.
Regal Bride, please hold. Regal Bride, please hold.
The wedding was a total disaster. I want the do-over.
Clarissa. Sweetie.
The photographer didn't get any shots of me getting ready. There's no picture of the dress. The DJ didn't have my song list and played the YMCA, even though I specifically forbade it. The caterer cut the cake without us. We had no exit music, no one had bubbles, and the limo left before we did. So we have to take an Uber home. And you know I disapprove of their corporate business practices.
You canceled our services.
You got married.
I don't know what you want us to do.
I want a do-over.
A what now?
Before everyone leaves tomorrow.
Regal Bride, please hold.
Your wedding took 147 man-hours, $60,000, and 6 weeks of meetings to put together.
What can I get for $4,000 in 6 hours?
We can load you in the back of a Buick Roadmaster and drive you up and down Main Street.
I can get you a bucket of Tootsie Rolls to throw at people.
We could get Stu. Stu can, He
can dress up as a horse.
As
and
a horse.
Be in
a really good horse.
Of the Buick.
He can do the front and the back, which is so surprising.
I could be the whole horse.
You know what? I will get, okay. No, I'll do the megaphone. I'll march in front shouting, oh, bow to the queen.
Bow to the queen.
It could be musical.
Don't make eye contact. This is the bride. Regal Bride, please hold.
Can we really? I love that.
Oh. Yes.
I will see if we can get the permits.
Oh, another customer.
Who is it?
New one.
Ooh.
What does she look like?
Money.
Stu, your mom still got that Buick, right?
Yeah, kinda. There's a whole hive of bees living in the glove compartment.
Clarissa, honey, start rounding up your cousins. I'll call back with a game plan in 45 minutes. We'll send the car around 4 o'clock. Honeybees?
I think so.
Maybe we can rehouse them, okay? New client, how do I look?
Successful. Not drowning at all. Stu, cover the phone.
Hello, Regal Bride.
What can we offer her?
This is Stu. Who's this?
Old movie theater, public park.
Conservatory.
Library.
Billiard room with a candlestick.
Phones.
Maybe you can put Mr. Winthrop in the hospital
Regal
again
Bride.
And we can sneak into his place.
Jackie, please. There's a security gate.
We'll say it's your wedding. We could probably pull it off 3 or 4 times before they catch on.
Hi.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. And you must be Emma.
Yes.
I've heard such wonderful things. Anastasia Green.
What a beautiful name.
And such a beautiful shop. Is it all right to just walk in? I tried calling all morning.
Busy time of year.
Not too busy for you.
That's so kind.
Calm down.
What can we do for you?
Can I get you tea, coffee?
Only if you let me fix it. Sit. I've got 3 weeks to spend $85,000 and 100 decisions to make. Can I take off my shoes?
My kind of woman.
What beautiful shoes.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Flatterer. Milk and sugar.
We've got hazelnut creamer.
I might have guessed that. Nothing wrong with a little indulgence. That's why the good Lord made Spanx.
And corsets.
And big poofy Cinderella skirts.
Really? You don't think poofy skirts are a little young?
Of course not.
You get one day to live your fantasies to the fullest. Better have a skirt to match.
Isn't that charming?
No coffee for you?
No, dear. Now tell me, I've heard you're a fan of the high tea, that whole goblets and baubles look. How do you feel about forest green and ivory as a color scheme?
I'm sorry?
We're set for 6 groomsmen, but I wondered if 8 would be better. Gives it more of a sense of grandeur. Gives the cheap seat something to look at. How old are most of your friends these days?
Wait, my friends?
29.
That's exactly how old you look. Which reminds me, engagement photos retouched and running in the Christmas issue of Southern Bride tomorrow.
My engagement photos? Wait, who was taking pictures?
Who sent you here?
When were they taking pictures?
Mr. Winthrop, of course.
Is a Cinderella skirt too young?
He hired a wedding planner?
God, no. Terrible. I generally run trade shows. I'm here as a professional courtesy.
Why don't I wear tweed and shoulder pads and take a walker down the aisle?
If you're insecure about your figure, I could have Mr. Winthrop set you up with a gym membership.
Kill!
Hot coffee!
Whoa!
Stu!
Your jacket! I'll get the club soda.
Your Eileen Fisher sweater-dragging nightmare!
Emma, shut up, move.
No, that's okay. Oh!
This would be easier in the sink.
sew that back on.
Put your hands in your pockets.
A trade show coordinator. High tea and baubles? What does that even mean?
Trade show coordinator.
Glass bowls and fruit cocktail? Gym memberships? I don't know what she's saying. It sounds so crazy.
You gotta go with her.
What? Why? No. What happened to stuff it up their butts?
Think. Three weddings melt down in a weekend, and Junior's got a trade show coordinator organizing his most valuable showcase. You have to go with her.
Give me my car keys.
There. All freshened up. Are we ready to go?
Stu, what happened to you?
Where did you get that shirt?
I thought the blue was a better color for him.
She gelled his hair.
I don't feel right.
Nonsense, you feel better. Be a lamb, pull the car around.
She took my phone.
Oh, did I? What a silly mistake.
Please, see where she takes you, which vendors are playing ball. Text me updates.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to steal back some of our business. Keep her busy.
How?
Hurry up. We've got to cover 6 months of orders in 6 hours.
She's a trade show coordinator. I bet she's never seen a bad bride.
She hasn't.
Tears.
Starvation.
Drugs. Pressure.
Give me the scissors.
What? No. That's nuclear.
Ladies, we should really get... Whoa! Oh,
no! Do these things look okay?
Panic bangs. Masterful.
Oh, honey.
Maybe shorter.
No. Put them down.
What happened?
Forest green.
Emma, sweetie, why don't I just make your hair appointment?
They do look bad.
Really? How could you suggest forest green? So insensitive.
Tallahassee at this Applebee's.
That's me.
Who's the fastest chickie with the frisbee crushing retirement?
Lot of wedding stress. Understandable.
That's
She'll need support. I'll call her maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
Oh my God.
Eric's production helped the 1927 Yankees to a 110-44 record. The AL pennant by 19 games.
Hello?
And a four-game sweep
Why? Of
the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Hi, Amber. Jackie from Regal Bride. Stacy. Rebecca. Druthy.
Opera cake with mandarin oranges, shortbread, and fig.
I can't eat fruit with chocolate. I'm allergic to the enzymes, and I really think we should avoid anything made with cow milk.
Cake stop. We're in a casino kitchen.
There's some crazy lady riding up and down the street throwing Tootsie Rolls at people.
Katie's here. Call you back. Hey!
This is very insensitive. It's one thing to talk wedding stuff in the apartment, but to call me out in the middle of the day...
Anastasia Green, wedding coordinator.
Try the cake. It's stuffed.
Figs are disgusting.
Right.
You're the maid of honor.
The what?
These figs taste like butt.
My maid of honor! Oh, Katie! What happened to your hair?
A stuffed... But
Mr. Winthrop is gonna be so mad. Oh.
We're not too far behind schedule if we could just narrow down our cake options.
No chocolate, no nuts, nothing with tropical fruit, no apples, no citrus, no fondant.
And no carrots.
What about cupcakes?
Picture it. Big Lebowski meets the Big Chill.
Dress shopping. We are way back off the highway.
We need something in an A-line. Maybe a train for the ceremony.
Ooh, what about a bustle? Tacky. She needs lace sleeves.
No one looks good in lace sleeves.
I want lace sleeves.
What about gloves?
Why not just take her to David's bridal and be done with it?
Ooh, puffy sleeves.
No.
It's a textile factory.
Picture it. Picture it.
Studio 54 meets the best birthday party you've ever had as a kid. The crowd roaring!
The sun goes down on the deck. And here's the kicker. It cuts your overall budget by 10%.
17%.
13%.
26%.
Freesia.
I don't know.
Roses.
I don't know.
Roses are fine.
I don't like them.
Then it'll have to be lilies.
Jackie got the Magic Castle Catholics back.
Yes, peonies.
If you want to invite the comparison.
She needs another couple of hours.
Hours? This is our last stop.
You still have a hair appointment.
Violets.
No.
Gerber Daisy.
Is she 12?
Miss Bishop, perhaps you could weigh in.
I don't know. I don't know. don't really like flowers.
Perfect. Then you can carry leaves.
I mean grocery store flowers. Greenhouse flowers.
These grew in Brazil, not in a greenhouse.
Maybe wildflowers would be better.
It's December.
Let's just take a quick ride out to the parkway. We'll see what's growing. Then we come back here and decide.
What's the difference?
They have to be special.
No, they have to be fresh and plentiful, and that's it.
I can't just carry plain old stupid roses down the aisle.
Sugar Bunny, if a long-stemmed summer fashion floribunda grown, watered, tended, wrapped in tissue, and flown 7,000 miles isn't special enough, I don't know how a handful of weeds pulled up from the highway median is going to suit you any better.
I get one day to be a princess. I can't waste that on pink roses. I'm never going to be a real princess.
Especially with the economy the way it is.
Real royalty runs on a schedule. You're making this too hard on yourself. All you have to do is point your little finger and poof. What's the point of all this exhaustive personalization?
It's fun. I loved planning my wedding. The little details are what you end up remembering. You don't think you're gonna remember napkins or brown butter cookies, but you do. It anchors the memory.
That's true. And eventually, memories are all you have left.
Whoa. Who said that I...
So, we like the roses.
Stu, will you pass me the garden shears?
Sure,
no, put
buddy.
Put them down.
1 second. Oh! My fangs! Ugh.
That's an insult. If Richardson thinks I'm feeling charitable because of 15 seconds of white light, he's got another thing coming.
No cell phones.
I just got the projections. I'm looking at the numbers right here. You got a buck?
Are you joking?
Just let me look at the serial number. Yeah, rates are locking in at 4.3 in February, bumping up to 5% next August. Bar the money now, you're going to gross an extra 34% in the first 13 months. 13. Well, it's a 24-month projection. The last 11 months? You got another dollar?
No cell phones.
I'll have my son send over some figures. Yeah, look, I got to run. I'm at the opera. Yeah, the wife. She loves her culture. Okay, then.
148 over 94.
That's good.
I'm not wild about it.
It's better than it was.
Can I have my dollar back?
Hey, are you okay?
Trip, can you change a dollar?
Are you the son?
Yeah, what's going on?
Give him some quarters.
Blood pressure's a little high. Temperature's good. Waiting on the blood and urine.
Now there's a smell.
Still quite tender in the abdomen, but it seems he's keeping to the diet. All in all, things are looking optimistic. If he keeps off the booze and avoids scorpions... A little doctor joke there.
This is a checkup?
Yes.
A successful checkup.
4 quarters.
I got an urgent call from a nurse.
Peggy.
Saying you were in the hospital.
I am. In the hospital. Doug Richardson called. He says you declined to meet with him.
I drove through 3 red lights to get here.
Can I have my dollar back?
Give him the change.
I'll step out and let you get dressed.
Richardson wished me a speedy recovery.
I left a German foreman with Japanese blueprints, 26 Portuguese workers, a French-Canadian electrician, and 4 Guatemalan plumbers.
He sent a ficus.
It's like the Tower of frickin' Babel over there. We're piecing things together with Google Translate.
Inquired about my surgical options.
I don't have time to play 20 questions with you or Doug Richardson.
But you did find the time to tell him about my condition.
He asked.
I wouldn't want the Pope to know if I had a runny nose. And I sure as crackhammer don't want those wheedling vultures to know I'm staving off organ failure. He sent me an oatmeal recipe.
He asked. He already knew.
Nobody knows. They talk. You confirm.
I didn't know.
You didn't think.
He's your golf buddy. He heard you had a heart attack.
I didn't.
Would you rather he thought you had a heart attack?
I'd rather if you kept our family matters private.
Oh, well, that's rich. From the man who's using his son's wedding for brochure fodder, the man who sold paparazzi photos of an ambush proposal to 3 magazines.
That's different. It's good for business. You don't turn down a chance to be in hemispheres.
Oh, it's an in-flight magazine, Dad.
With a circulation of 800,000 per issue.
Well, good. I hope they put us next to the Sudoku puzzle.
You made us look weak.
You had to steal a small business to keep afloat through a foreclosure. We are weak.
All right, Mr. Winthrop, one more pinprick and we're done.
Whoa, what is this?
What?
Are you getting these?
What?
Cancellation! Friday wedding out! Sunday out!
Raise your arm.
Wait, no, screw the insulin. Give me my coat.
Take the shot.
Take a cab.
We have to deal with this.
Yeah, okay, what would you like me to do?
What are you...
I'll pick up his scripts from the pharmacy. Don't call me again unless he's being admitted.
Patrick!
What do you think?
I'm hideous.
I've got bobby pins. Hello?
What's going on? I'm getting...
Sir? Yes, sir? Patrick,
my bang won't stay down.
Cool.
I don't think you
boing,
don't
boing, 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 boing.
Maybe with a little extra moves. Hold on.
No good. Start over.
Yes, sir. Right away. I will handle it.
There now. Audrey Hepburn, breakfast at Tiffany's. What do you think?
It's a little better.
No. The stubby bangs look too strange with the long hair. She'll have to lose the ponytail.
Whoa.
I can do that. Stop that. Don't touch my shears.
Didn't we have fun today? Next time you'll have to bring your friend Jackie along.
See y'all tomorrow.
Such a pleasure having your business. Emma?
Judas. Imagine my surprise. I went in for a doctor's appointment. I came out. I've got a whole string of messages. We had 5 weddings this weekend. Now we're down to 3.
Better check your messages again. You're down to 1.
That's some dirty pool, Missy.
Get out of my office.
I just got comfortable.
You know, I saw Katie last night riding a Vespa with her legs wrapped around a huge, muscly Italian guy.
Where are you going to stick those parties, huh? Church basement? Bingo hall?
They were eating gelato, licking each other's fingers.
Bowling alley? Skating rink? Marina? Football field is impressive. How'd you convince a good Lutheran girl to take her vows on the 50-yard line?
End zone. No trick. I know my clients.
That's all? Kitsch and a little salesmanship? You didn't tighten your belt? I do love a coupon.
Do you need that cane or is it just a prop?
I'm a sick man.
Last weekend, your pack of crackshot wedding planners caused $60,000 worth of damage. The brides didn't come back because of coupons or kitsch. It's because a bowling alley is less horrifying than your hotel.
How many brides will you be able to sell in the bowling alley and the roller disco? It's pointless to strain yourself. Once Anastasia finishes with Miss Bishop, no number of nostalgic jukeboxes or empty compliments will be able to stem the tide.
Emma won't go through with it.
She will. Well, if you tell her to.
Why would I?
There's money in it.
Not enough.
Of course. Emma's your friend. The two of you are banding together to protect your little storefront shop. But what if instead of a shingle, you had a share in the Winthrop chain?
God, you're cheap. You can't bribe me with stock options.
Not a bribe. A buyout.
I'd rather buy shares in Blockbuster.
A significant buyout.
You have all the cards. You said so yourself. You don't need my compliance.
Well, I'd expect a little more for my money.
Ew.
Oh, don't be childish. Regal Bride has assets. Your client list.
You stole it.
Vendor list.
You don't need it.
Table stock, scheduling models, business plan,
oh.
Stock, and a cash bonus.
You should have come here on your knees.
Enough of a bonus to cover Regal Bride's debts and taxes. And what the hey, a weekend in Cabo. Food and flight included. Drinks extra.
Funny.
Your friend is getting married. She wants to get married. Wants a nudge in the right direction. You come out a little bit ahead. You use the little bit to build something a little bit bigger.
Please, you'd never take this deal.
No. I've taken 3 or 4 deals like it. Businesses aren't keepsakes. You start them to sell them.
Whoa.
No. That's my phone number. That is the offer. Think it over.
Ugh. Can I wait in the car?
You have the money.
You look fine. Your hair's not so bad. Kind of, French. Like Joan of Arc on the way to a bonfire.
Can we get chicken pot pie?
Takes too long.
Pizza bagels?
She has a dress fitting on Friday. And a bag of broccoli.
Got it.
We'll get back at her tomorrow. I don't have enough hair left to get back at her.
Leave it to me. I'm bringing a thermos of red wine, a razor blade, and Ipecac.
Don't bring the razor. She'll shave me bald.
That was fun today.
Was it?
It was. Saying no. No to the vanilla sugar dome. No to fingerhook sleeves. No to purple and everything gray.
500,000 no's. It does feel good.
I feel smart. Sure.
Miss, would you like to try the honey roasted turkey?
No!
Actually, yes, can I have a piece? Thank you. Sorry, I'm just feeling empowered.
So, I know Jackie's going to be your real maid of honor.
Oh, well,
it was fun to pretend. Thanks for inviting me.
We needed you. You can't run a fiddle game with just me and Stu.
You're the cavalry. I won't let you down. I will be a bulwark. I will be a rock.
Just get me through the dress fitting without agreeing to a dress.
Pizza bagels and broccoli.
No! Take them back. We are going to have a proper pizza. None of this sad first cousin once removed of a pizza.
We could make a pizza.
Let's buy one of every pizza. Tombstone, Totino's, Red Baron. Oh, that weird tiny deep dish one that takes an hour to cook.
Let's buy a breakfast pizza and put bagel bites on it.
That's luxury. Girls' night. Every kind of pizza. Champagne. Strippers!
I don't have stripper money.
Okay, movies. We'll rent everything in the red box with a shirtless guy on it.
Well, I'll settle for open shirt, tight shirt, or Hugh Jackman sweaty.
Get another can of Parmesan! Hello?
Hey there, kitty.
Oh.
Did you bring your own bags?
No.
Bad moment?
I'm at the grocery store.
Ah, on your way home?
I'm with Emma and Stu.
Good day?
Quiet. Nothing interesting.
You've been getting the flowers?
Yes. What'd you send today?
Jasmine. Smelled good. Everything in the shop smells like pine and cedar right now. Jasmine smelled like a mistake, or a hallucination, or a mirage. Seemed apt. How's your health?
How's my health?
Well, they've got me drinking broth and tea. For a treat, I get oatmeal. Everything looks the same going in as coming out. What are you eating for dinner?
11 pizzas.
Big plans?
Is that really all you're eating?
I never pay attention.
You've been out of the hospital for 6 days. Literally all you're supposed to be doing is paying attention to what you eat.
Fine, then you come here and tell me what to eat.
Sleep. Watch Mannix, eat egg whites and fruit, sleep, Law and Order, soup and sandwich. This is really not that hard.
Well, that's a long list. I'll write it down. What was the first one?
You have a nurse! You have a nutritionist!
I want you to come home. Kitty.
Why?
The house is too quiet without you. It's keeping me up at night. Between 10 and 1, there's just nothing to do but wander the house and miss you, Kitty. Move knickknacks around, fold towels. I was thinking about getting some shelf paper. How do you feel about Black Watch plaid or maple
leaves? Total is $43.86.
I know you're getting sick of that air mattress. Come home.
Are you collecting green stamps?
No. No.
No? Really?
We got Tarzan.
And that weird sexy Dracula movie and a workout tape called Power Pecs.
I have to go.
These are so good.
What?
The frozen deep dish ones, I always skipped them because they take like an hour, but there's spinach and tomatoes and the crust gets really crispy. Totally worth it.
Oh, thanks.
Emma?
Patrick?
Oh, whew, just me.
What are you doing here?
I thought maybe I'd set up a surprise on Emma's desk. It's gonna be great.
No.
What? No, no, no! I'm not gonna let them out of the cage or anything.
How many are there?
Three. Three cages, 10 birds.
10 birds.
No, okay, it's cute. 4 calling birds, they're lovebirds, 3 French hens, I got chicks.
The bag is leaking. What is it leaking?
What? Oh, crap! Oh, crap, crap!
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, I panicked! This is my 3rd try.
4th.
I have to nail this, or I think the whole thing resets and I have to start over. I'm running out of ideas.
How many ideas did you have to begin with?
None! Almost none! Total blank!
This is unnecessarily complicated!
I know! I tried just asking, but it sounded so stupid!
Stupider than this.
Oh!
Oh, man!
What is wrong with spelling her name out with chocolates or a giant cube of roses?
None of this is good enough! Chocolates and flowers and stupid, stupid birds? You have to help me.
Oh, I do. Jackie, help me propose. Jackie, get my in-laws to back off. Jackie, make Stu use a plate. Jackie, tell my boyfriend to apologize.
I'm sorry.
Birthdays, anniversaries, you have to figure out how to do this. Once you guys are married, I'm not going to be... I can't be here in the same way.
You're right. I'm sorry.
crack open her Pinterest page, get out your credit card, and throw money at the problem until it goes away.
I looked at her Pinterest.
Oh, yeah? Was it full of Scarlet Macaws?
No, it was full of Christmas decorations and Muppet Carol gifts.
Her secret Pinterest page.
No. Why? Is that a thing?
There are many mysteries to the human soul. Some fantasies are so delicate we must protect them from the cold, cruel light of day.
What's in it?
Will you swear yourself to secrecy? You can never breathe a word of this, and you can never mock Emma for the contents of this sacred shrine.
I wouldn't mock her.
Swear.
I swear.
All right. Emma B. Bradley.
What's the password?
Mrs. Bradley Whitford.
Mrs. Bradley Whitford.
All one word. Ta-da!
Who's Bradley Whitford?
From The West Wing and Saving Mr. Banks and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
TV.
He's in a million, billion things.
The little guy from The West Wing?
Sounds dangerously close to mocking.
The star of West Wing?
Correct. He's the deputy chief.
Huh. We were watching West Wing the first time we... You know.
Which episode?
Stackhouse Filibuster.
Huh. I never noticed. You kind of got a little Whitford thing going on.
What? No. I'm much more of a Rob Lowe.
Put on a pair of horn-rimmed glasses, add 10 years.
I do have glasses.
If your chin was a little softer.
Well, my chin is my chin.
Spoil sport. All right, let's see what we got. Sherlock gifts, West Wing, Colin Firth.
Yeah, tailcoats, Sherlock making out with Watson. Making out. Okay, making breakfast. Who's that?
Lee Pace, Pushing Daisies.
West Wing, Fassbender, more horses, more tailcoats. Man, there are a lot of hats and boots.
That's Mr. Darcy.
Which one's that?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that a Jane Austen thing?
Pride and Prejudice?
What?
Pride and Prejudice.
Saying it louder doesn't help.
You've never seen Pride and Prejudice?
Well, I saw part of the zombie one.
It's Emma's favorite movie.
Emma's favorite movie is Clue.
What is it like inside your head? Clue is top 10, but the Olympic podium is solidly occupied by Pride and Prejudice adaptation, Sense and Sensibility, and The Way We Live Now.
Are they all Austen?
They're all boot and tailcoat romances.
Why would she say Clue?
Oh, baby. She lied so you wouldn't ruin her favorite thing.
I wouldn't ruin it.
Not on purpose. How do I explain this? The boots and tailcoats fantasy, it's like...
Ferraris?
What? No. It's pornographic.
Really?
Those Austen costume dramas, it's all intense pining from afar. Boots and a tailcoat, man, that's like black lace and garters. It is the costume for pining.
Really?
I can't believe you've never seen Pride and Prejudice. 10 remakes floating around in this world and to not have seen one frame.
Which one's Emma's favorite?
Oh, Colin Firth is better as a jerk. Matthew McFadden is better as nervous in love Darcy. Personally, I think the best Darcy is J.J. Field in Austen Land, though technically not the same character. But he's a believable jerk, and when he's in love, you totally believe it. Emma prefers Firth because the miniseries is the one with the most authentic proposal scene, plus that's the one with the Darcy and the lake scene.
Show me that.
Lizzie's snooping around Darcy's house, and he comes home early. They both like each other, but they think the other person hates them. Oh, it's so good. BBC version, Darcy is dripping wet, half-dressed.
That's it.
What?
I need a good costume rental place.
No!
Yes!
Where's my address book?
Can you make sure Emma's home and ready in 45 minutes?
Yes! Wait! Take my gate key. You've got 20 minutes until Blue Velvet closes. I'll take the birds back to the store. Don't forget the filibuster glasses! Yay! We're doing it!
Whoa. You okay?
The cover daisies broke my fall.
Sorry, I didn't have time to clean up before I left.
Cool! Where'd you find this?
Operation. Your neighbor threw it out.
Aw, the only pieces left are the water on the knee and the funny bone.
Where'd you get the batteries?
Can we play?
I'll preheat the oven. Put in the deep dish, too. Bottom rack.
Smart.
The jasmine's pretty. Is there wine? We should have wine. We've got to throw out these stupid flowers.
Hey, whoa!
Careful, daisies.
We have a garbage can.
It's full.
Not the sunflowers.
Emma!
Hey!
Whoa, your hair got so much worse.
Desperate times. We got pizza and 3 shirtless movies.
Is that what you're wearing?
What?
Crap. Water on the knee. Your turn.
You go.
Come on, it's your turn.
Come on, get that bone out, you friggin' geek. Mighty Eagle Huntress. Steady, steady, bow arm and...
Did you shave your legs?
What?
Long skirt, then. Velvet or denim?
Velvet's too big.
We can pin it. Velvet skirt, white blouse, overcoat, pucker.
What?
There is a horse outside.
No time.
No matter what happens, I love you.
Hey!
Hey! Hang on!
What are you doing?
Wait! Wait right there! Oh ho! I'm Mr. Darcy! Back in Pemberley! Time for a swim!
No! No! Don't!
Oh, it's gross and cold.
Oh, no.
I regret this. I'm coming in.
Oh, get over here.
Oh, this one's up. Oh, there's like batteries. Oh, batteries and goose poop.
Swim faster. Stroke. Swim faster. No.
Stroke.
Ah. Oh, so cold. Get out of there.
Who let me do this? This is the worst.
The horse ran away.
I'll get the horse. I'm going to get the horse.
Ah, Miss Bishop. How unexpected!
Whoa, whoa. Oh, what are you wearing?
Puffy blouse?
No, these. Since when do you wear glasses?
They're old. You don't like them?
No. You look kind of... Mr. Accountant.
Mr. Darcy's accountant.
Ooh.
Harry Potter. Yeah, Miss Bishop. Forgive me. Well... What a surprise. You're traveling in Derbyshire?
Very nice.
Yes, it's a fine estate. I hope to do it justice.
That's enough.
Okay. I'm Lorne Bishop. Every step forward with you is a first. You made every piece of my life bigger. You made more...
Faster.
Okay, I got it. I want to give you a life. A life... Oh, I'm so cold. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my god, where is your underwear?
On the other side of the lake.
You dumb idiot.
Historically accurate.
Oh, put on my coat. We gotta go inside.
Wait, come here a minute.
Oh, your hands are freezing.
Little smudge. Emma Bishop, just marry me already.
Yes.
Ring. Take the ring.
I got it.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Hypothermia.
Obviously. Yeah.
Dehydration.
Surprising.
And we're gonna treat him for parasites. Seems he's ingested a heroic quantity of goose feces.
Oh, what?
How much is a heroic amount?
Thank you, idiot. It's a cement pond in a housing development, not a natural tributary.
I'm fine.
The water's 90% goose crap. You're lucky if you don't have to have your lower intestine removed.
Thank you, Katie.
My last patient with Giardia parasites lost vision in her right eye for 3.5 months.
Thank you, Katie. Stew?
I'll get the van.
I once got a stool sample with so many worms, it looked like someone kicked a ball of shoelaces through a Boston cream pie.
Oh. We'll get the van.
You staying?
Yeah. I'll get a cab.
Okay. Congratulations, officially. Trip, hat tip.
When I commit, I commit.
Night.
Hey, what happened to your hair?
Panic bangs.
Normal words.
Trying to scare off your dad's wedding planner.
My dad's what?
Shh. Enjoying this.
So enjoy. Any nurses around?
No.
Get in here.
I love you.
Love you.
Go to sleep.
He could have died.
God.
That lake is a cesspool of bacteria and snakes. It's 32 degrees tonight, and it's getting colder. Going from a temperature-controlled environment to the water, I'm surprised the shock didn't kill him.
Can we please listen to the radio?
Still broken. We could sing.
It takes 2 minutes to succumb to freezing water without protective clothing.
He's fine. Everyone survived. No one is dead. Chill the frick out.
A fall from 6 feet is fatal 50% of the time.
Stop the car.
Where are you going?
I'm getting pancakes. Then I'm walking home.
I want pancakes.
Take her home first.
Jackie!
Do you want to...
Just go.
You okay?
I don't know why it's bothering me.
The mushy stuff?
No, I mean, parasites.
And the cold. His fingers were blue.
You're worried.
I'm not a worrier.
He'll be okay tomorrow.
I'm a terrible swimmer. Bottom of the lake is too slippery to wade out.
I can swim.
But we didn't check him for cuts.
Hey.
If he gets an infection, he could still get an infection from drinking all that pond water.
Hey! What's happening? You don't scare like this.
Lately. I haven't been to work in 6 days.
Whoa.
I did shower. I do shower.
I believe you.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. I have never felt this stupid. I'm sleeping on an air mattress. I don't even have my own toothbrush.
We can go get you one.
I have 500,000 rotting flowers and no toothbrush, and I don't know what to do. I can't go home. I can't keep sleeping on the floor.
Not forever, but no one's kicking you out.
Jackie is sick of me.
Jackie let me live on her floor for 8 months. I didn't even have a job. No one is kicking you out. You don't have to decide today.
I have to find an apartment. Maybe I can change hospitals.
You could come stay with me.
No.
I like having you around.
Why?
I just do. Let's go back and get pancakes.
No. Do you have any gum?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus. Gum.
Oh. Right. Okay, go.
Katie.
Oh.
Let's go get pancakes.
You go. Don't tell Jackie.
Deck the Halls with Matrimony, starring Paula Deming as Emma, Keiko Agena as Jackie, Jessica Payne as Katie, Casey Rogers as Anastasia, Kyle Payne as Stu, Ian McCune as Trip, and Martin Thompson as Junior. Featuring Jesse Abbott Chin as the French waiter and jewelry store clerk. Sound design by Kevin Rosenquan with additional Foley by Mike Miller. Recorded by Dustin Burford and Sean Price. Music by John Jasinski and Alex Bornstein. Produced by Ashley Quach and Paula Deming for Sasquatch Radio.